An oval list is a pictorial list of the projects you have prioritized from your cupboard of shame, pile of opportunity, for the next year, next 12 months. This could include projects you haven't even got yet, but more on that later. So I invented the oval list after trying lots of different methods. Some of you may have followed me on Andy's Massive Piles, which is an attempt to paint all the models I had before, you know, buying any more. And I tried, you know, Kanban and different techniques of keeping track of what models I have. But I found the oval list was the best way to keep track. I don't need to know exactly what I have to paint for that army. If I know I've got an orc army, I know I've got an orc army that needs to be painted. I don't need to know exactly how many axe orcs or how many shooty orcs I have. I just like, there's those orcs. I know that already. I can have another list somewhere else, but that's not the point of an oval list. It's just a pictorial list of what you need to get done. So at the end of the year, you draw up a grid of pictures ready for the next year. You know, if you've got some big projects, you could split them down into multiple squares. So I normally go for 12 squares, and I'll put a project in each square with a lovely picture, a little title of what it is. And if you've got a big project, maybe you can give it more than one square. So if you've got like an army that's got tree infantry, cavalry and cannons, you could do one for infantry, one for cannons, one for cavalry. You want to split that project up. And then once you, as you complete them, you post them up on social media, post it up to your friends so they can go, oh, well done, mate. I'm glad to see you finished that project. And it just helps me focus my projects for the year. You know, helps me prioritize things to get them completed. And it just keeps me on track with my hobbying through the year. Thank you.